A state Senate bill aims to make Indiana's deer more genetically resilient to chronic wasting disease. It's an incurable illness in deer that causes neurological problems, much like mad cow disease. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports while deer farmers support the bill, the Department of Natural Resources and conservation groups have concerns.
The DNR found Indiana's first case of chronic wasting disease last year. Since then, the agency banned people in four counties from moving deer for any reason. That could drive deer farmers who sell the animals and their products outside their county out of business. Chrissy Zell is with the North America Deer Farmers Association and farms deer in Oklahoma, which passed similar legislation last year.
The devastation is there. It's in the response of the disease being found. But we don't do anything to stop the disease.
Under the bill, deer farmers could get a permit to breed deer for genetic markers that make them more resilient to chronic wasting disease and sell them to landowners. The DNR and conservation groups say there isn't enough science to show breeding CWD resilience works. More resilient deer could still get the disease and spread it to others. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
A similar bill in the House would only require the DNR to test deer for genetic markers that make them resilient to chronic wasting disease. Conservation groups say, though less risky, it would still be expensive and take resources away from important DNR programs.